passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. With the arrival of cooler fall weather, you may be inspired to get outside and stretch your legs. Hiking is a simple, low-cost way to engage the out-of-doors. State parks offer a variety of trails no matter what your skill level or interest. The seasoned hiker may opt for a challenging rocky trail, whereas a beginner or family may prefer something like a relaxing, winding pathway. Most of the parks have multiple trails to explore. Take a guided tour to become familiar with the locale and the nature. Remember, this is not a race, so slow down, take your time, and be sure to notice your surroundings. You know, many trails parallel streams or they're in wooded areas, and that attracts wildlife and you won't want to miss it. And when you're hiking, be sure to dress accordingly for weather and the kind of exercise you're going to be getting. Now, you want to make sure not only that your shoes are comfortable, but they're also protective. You never know what's out there in nature. A hat as well as sunscreen should be used for protection from the outdoor elements. Insect repellents might be helpful in those heavily wooded areas. And most importantly, bring along a bottle of water on your journey. They say you should drink about 8 ounces for every hour you're out on the trail. Details about hiking and state parks can be found on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. We had research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.